Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Leo Haviland joins us on a regular basis to try to restore some order. He's still working on that. Leo, thanks again for being here. LeoHaviland.com is the website, folks. When you go there, you'll be glad you did. You'll get smarter, and you'll thank me later. Leo, thanks again for being here. Oh, by the way, don't forget his book, Words on the Street, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street. He's the chronicler, folks. He's the reporter. Hey, Leo, geopolitics is now all up in the middle of the geo economy. And, you know, we've talked about globalization, hemispherization. Give us your thoughts on how you think over the next, say, 12 to 36 months, that will be affected. I mean, and you can go in any direction you want to go in. What do you think?
Well, the geopolitical divisions we're seeing and competition have been mirrored and inflamed in the United States divisions with which this 2020 election being, of course, the poster child for those divisions. And so for the next several months, at least, given the importance of this election internationally as well as domestically, things are going to be both divisive and, unfortunately for the world, not great for growth.
Mm-hmm. So instead of solving problems, we're just going to be devolve into a mud wrestling contest and order be damned, right? Is that what you're saying? Or progress
well,
be damned.
A nice metaphor. You know, persons would say that economics is a game and politics are a game, but the talk has moved into more that it's like a war out there,
mm-hmm.
and all this military talk of war in the U.S. political field and so forth, and the lack of inclination to, by many people, to compromise and really converse is very worrisome.
Yeah. Well, are we seeing, you know, it seems that we're seeing the worst manifestations, the most prominent manifestations of the, you know, power, the quest for power. I mean, not a day goes by that I don't think of the term that Daniel Patrick Moynihan coined almost 45 years ago, probably, in his book, and I've forgotten the title. But the term he coined that I never forget is defining deviancy down. He talked about that in the 70s, Leo. He talked about defining deviancy down. He said America is doing that. I mean, this is the wages of that now, isn't it? I mean, the chickens have come home to roost, and we're in the middle of it right now, aren't we? I mean, we've defined deviancy to the bottom now, haven't we?
Right. That reflects the lack of consensus on standards, and individualism and entitlement run wild, probably.
Well, and it manifests as my argument is more important than your argument, even if it hurts the whole. The greater good. What do you think? Isn't that
right?
That's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah. The word I and me
mm-hmm.
dominates everything, even mm-hmm. in a country that values individualism.
Personal pronouns.
Where's the community?
One of the things one of the things great writers will tell you is stop using personal pronouns. Self-reference.
Right.
is not good. No, that's right. Leo, last thoughts. I got about a minute. Wrap it up for us and give us some Leo wisdom that can sustain us till you come back.
Let's think how we all can work together and find compromises politically and economically for the greater good of the country.
Mm-hmm. And isn't the foundation of that the First Amendment, where I may disagree with you, but I defend to the death your right to say it, even in front of me, as I don't, even though I don't like hearing it, I defend to the death your right to do that? Isn't that the foundation of all that?
There's a reason why free speech is at the top of the list in the Bill of Rights. Right?
Number one, that's exactly right. And I fear that's part of the deviancy that we're seeing right now, the decay of that, the assault on that, I think. Hey, Leo, good job today. Will you come back soon? We always get smarter when you join us.
You're very kind. Thanks very much for having me on your great show. I enjoy our discussion.
We'll see you next time. Leo Haviland, ladies and gentlemen, very, obviously very smart and erudite, as you can tell. And we love having him on the show. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.